Chapter 3. History. That evening they brought to Jesus many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick. Matthew, chapter 8, verse 16. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out in a loud voice, came out of him. Mark, chapter 1, verses 23 to 26. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Mark, chapter 1, verses 34 and 39. Again the devil took him to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan! For it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 11. Ancient cultures from as long ago as the Babylonians and the Egyptian pharaohs speak of demonic entities and forms of exorcism. The word demon comes from the classical Greek daimon, or daimonion, which means to be mad. The word Satan comes from the Hebrew for adversary or opponent, and the word devil from Old English deiphel, Latin diabolus, and Greek diabolos. Other names used in Christianity include Lucifer, Beelzebub, Zebulun, Meridian, and Belial. In other words, there has been no shortage of monikers throughout the ages and the cultures to give recognition to a central embodied force of evil. The devil appears in the Bible and with frequency in the New Testament, where he tempts Jesus in the desert. He appears century after century in art and literature, from Dante's Inferno to cartoon depictions of him as a man with horns and a pitchfork. In one Italian cinematic version, he is portrayed as a mafioso dressed in Armani. Jesus was Christianity.